This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Bill Terlecki, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators, now starting your sixth season in Lynn.
Yeah, sixth season for us. We're looking forward to it. We've had a good run the first six. I think that the perception of the Navs, the image is certainly a lot different than when we started. But it's been a good run, and we appreciate all the support we've gotten from the fans and our corporate sponsors and all those types.
Well, I say it's starting, but you're still some time away from the first pitch being in June here at Fraser Field. But spring is in the air on this first day of spring.
Yeah, well, it's good. The snow is melting. I think we're done with that. But yeah, we're in that. It is a while away, but we're literally putting the final touches on the season so that when June rolls around, when the players show up, we'll be ready to go. The biggest thing we're doing now, Bill, is we're monitoring, all of the guys we signed. We're following them along at their college programs, hopefully holding our breath, hoping that they all, have good seasons and that we made good choices and that coaches' recommendations, ring true to what they said, and also to watch guys, guys are going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. It's kind of like, let's see, the roster we have now, what we'll end up with once the dust settles at the end of their college season, So it's a fun time, though, to monitor all the kids because we signed everybody last September. We've kind of waited now, and, so we're able to check out how they're doing and get some kind of an idea what kind of team we're really going to have.
And is there one player of note that you think that or two that have started off this season, albeit a very young college baseball season here, but it is underway, as you point out, that is standing out?
Well, we got a couple of kids, actually. There's a shortstop that was here last year. He was an all-star. His name is Joey Pena. He goes to St. Thomas Aquinas out on Long Island. He's a switch hitter, definitely above average defensive skills, I think draftable defensive skills. He's hitting 340 right now for St. Thomas. And then the other kid is we were lucky to grab a Division I starting first baseman for our league. That's good. He's a kid from Marist. His name is Tyler Kapuscinski, and he's leading them in hitting right now. I looked yesterday, he was hitting 333. So we're pretty happy with those two guys. Those numbers will translate very well into our league. Two interesting kids we have. We've got a center fielder from Rhode Island College and their right fielder. Kid by the name of Brad Douglas is the center fielder. The right fielder is a kid by the name of Sean Vigent. The reason that they're so interesting, Bill, is by the time they come to us, they will have finished their junior year. They've started all 3 years for Rhode Island. They'll have over 400 college at bats. That's a lot of experience. There's a lot of question. Division I kid. These are Division III kids, but they've been above average. One is around the 290s now. The other's up over 350, So it'll be interesting to see how that translates, But that's two of our 13 position players. So that's a pretty big chunk of our roster, And, as opposed to, we have a couple guys that the coaches told us. There's an outfielder from Beverly, Ted Leatherstitch, okay? Yeah. He's going to UMass Lowell. And if he gets 10 at-bats all year for UMass Lowell, that'll be, great for him. We knew that going in, So, the coach, but he had some real good high school numbers. So he's a Division I kid. He'll be here. Same thing with a catcher out of Wofford. We've gotten a couple guys from Wofford. It's down in the Carolinas every year. The catcher, same thing. He'll get 10 at-bats, but he's a Division I player. So it's an interesting mix of the roster. The Division I guys that are freshmen that won't have 10 at-bats, or the junior seniors-to-be from the Division III school that have 400 at-bats. Who knows? Who knows?
And, it's interesting, though, as you point this out, is that you can kind of compare apples and apples when you look at your team opposed to other teams. But let me ask you this. If you look at the league, how many players in the league, would you say, or would vary from team to team, are D1 players that are getting playing time in D1 programs?
Well, in all honesty, the Division I players that our league attracts are usually the younger kids that really might not have cracked the lineup yet at Division I. That's why this kid that we have from Marist, is Kapuscinski, is quite a take for us. He's their starting first baseman, We're not getting the four-hitter from Oklahoma State, That just doesn't work that way, but But and part of the reason of that, though, maybe the biggest reason is that we've talked about this before. Our league has a New England rule, and every roster must have minimum 10 players either from New England or they go to a New England college, okay? And most of the major schools see that as a drag on the level of play because it's a lot of Division and two and three kids. But we love the New England rule, you know, and the caliber of play. I haven't had any fan come and tell me that it wasn't, you know, a quality. And we love the New England rule. So that's going to affect how we get our kids. We load our roster up with pitchers from New England. And that's, you know, we try to get position guys from outside, from the bigger schools, and load up with the New England pitchers.
Now, why would that be?
Well, you know what? First of all, we carry anywhere from 15 to 17 pitchers, okay? So it's just, you know, pretty much if you're pitching at a college and you are somewhat effective and you're from around here, the Navs are going to sign you. You know, we just – it's just the numbers thing. And then – Bill, there's also the reality of it. I mean, there are only so many host families and places that we can house kids, you know. Yeah, yeah. So on a 30-man roster, you know, if I can house 14 of them, I'm happy, yeah. So I look for the local kids that can pitch, and you'd be surprised how many there are, though. Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
As far as coaches, managers, all that's coming back from last year to this year for the team?
Yeah, we'll have the same manager for the third year in a row. His name is John Zizzo. You can't take anything away from the job he did. We started off 1-12 last year and finished at 29-27. You know, a lot of teams, who knows what would have happened, but, You've got to take your hat off to that type of performance. And, you know, he's a different mold than what you might get as a coach in this league. John's older, Bill. He's our age, Bill. He's in his 60s.
You know? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's in it. But you know, so he's not a young up-and-comer, you know, and he's got a ton of experience, you know. And then we've got a kid that pitched for Salem State, Pete Gonski. He was our pitching coach last year. He's a Connecticut boy. I think he's from Old Lyme. He'll be out there. He'll be our pitching coach again this year. And, you know, we don't have a huge staff, but we like what we've got. We like our manager, that's for sure.
Yeah, great. Well, Bill, anything else you want to mention about the team, the season, the layout, anything at all that, fans might want to be aware of?
No, you know, Bill, just so we open up on June the 3rd, a Saturday night, we've got fireworks at every Friday home game. There's 7 of those this year, most we've ever had. You can see that schedule. It's on nsnavs.com, and we're just looking forward to another fun season, without a doubt.
Sounds good. All right, Bill, good talking with you, and good luck in 2017.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Bill Terlecky, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators, with us here on MSO News Sports.